Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest he's getting a presidential deal as charges over money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, both revealed in the Biden laptop, could lead prosecutors to investigate President Biden's involvement personally. A top Florida state official warned Thursday that firefighters have battled a number of fires caused by electric vehicle batteries waterlogged from Hurricane Ian. Jimmy Petronas, the state's top fire marshal, announced EV batteries that have been waterlogged in the wake of Hurricane Ian are at risk of corrosion, which could lead to unexpected fires. Michigan man 28-year-old Caleb Franks of Waterford, involved in a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, was sentenced to 4 years in prison on Thursday. Franks had faced up to life in prison, but his sentence was reduced due to turning state's witness at two other federal trials. Democrat President Biden in Poughkeepsie, New York, Thursday touts how well his administration is doing for the American people.
Our economy has created 10 million jobs, 668 manufacturing jobs, proof that made in America is no longer a slogan, it's a reality.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News has a different view.
The Biden administration and progressive Democrats in Washington have waged a war against fossil fuels. Rather than unleashing American oil production, rather than celebrating American roughnecks, they go to communists in Venezuela, or they go to radical Ayatollahs in Iran, hat in hand, in a humiliating display, begging them to produce just a little more oil so they can say that they're doing something about the price at the pump that is hurting so many American families.
USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
46-year-old Cheryl Lynn Williams, a Florida woman, has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of 21-year-old sheriff deputy who was struck by friendly fire while serving a felony arrest warrant for her arrest on drug charges. In all, Williams faces 13 felony charges after Polk County Deputy Sheriff Blaine Lane was killed when she pointed a BB gun at officers that started the shooting. Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker blamed Democrats Thursday after reports allege he paid for a woman's 2009 abortion. Walker blamed the story on Democrats and their desperation this election. Another law enforcement officer has been fired in the wake of the Uvalde school shooting.
A police officer who was hired by the Uvalde School District despite being under investigation for her conduct during the school massacre while with the Texas Department of Public Safety has now been fired. The school district stated in a letter that Crimson Elizondo had been fired effective immediately. Kimberly Rubio, a mother of a Robb Elementary shooting victim.
I think UCISD did the right thing in terminating Officer Elizondo, but that doesn't take away from the fact that they hired her to begin with.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thursday Night Football had the Colts defeat the Broncos 12-9 in a touchdownless game Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in, because this is an all-hands-on-deck sort of issue and problem that we've got here, ladies and gentlemen. If this is going to be solved, it's going to be solved by the American spirit. Not a Republican spirit, not a Democrat spirit, an American spirit. We've got to get back to first principles when we're, thinking about healing our land here, ladies and gentlemen. It requires something outside of our own ideology, where we've got to go back to first principles. Liz Pink is with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We're still praying for our fellow Floridians on the west side, and boy, it's going to be a long haul for them. I've been mentioning to several people, Liz, where we're at in the Lower East Side, minor stuff. I mean, some wind, damage, a little bit of, power disruption, a couple of tornadoes, minor compared to what happened on the west side. And it almost gives you a sense of survivor's guilt here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrifying, huge storm, enormous winds, and it moves slowly. So, I mean, the devastation was pretty incredible. And, I spent a good part of my childhood going to the west coast of Florida. I love those towns. My parents had a home on Sanibel, which I guess has just been obliterated, basically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Yeah, and, these are terrible things, and I'm very happy to see Governor DeSantis doing an excellent job, the federal government also doing an excellent job working together to, get people through this terrible time. It's going to take a while.
Exactly. Well, this is what leadership is all about, isn't it? I mean, it's outside of the political realm. It's there to serve the people. And, and outside of any time the political aspect and the tongue tried to give rise, fortunately, even the mainstream media took exception to what the vice president had to say in terms of the distribution of funds for equity purposes and that sort of thing. I mean, it's just it's an unfortunate a statement, but it really speaks of what's in her heart, sadly, and maybe she can review her heart and do something about that. But
I don't think that's what we need right now. This is a theme throughout every single thing that this administration does, Bill. If people don't know that, including the mainstream media, they're not paying attention. There has not been a single department that has not been coerced into putting out a statement, including the Treasury, which is perhaps the most offensive, because the Treasury is supposed to be all about controlling inflation and watching our economy, et cetera. Instead, what they are completely gummed up with is efforts to imbue our systems of finance and so forth with equity and racially appropriate or racially involved measures, this is everywhere and everything in this Biden administration. And As I say, it may be that people responded to Kamala Harris talking about Florida relief, but they missed it then, because guess what? The pandemic relief was also supposed to be equity-oriented. Healthcare was supposed to be equity-oriented. This is such an affront to this country. Equity means equality of outcomes. No one has ever promised anyone equality of outcomes, nor should they, because that's basically communism. That's basically saying no matter what you do, what your talents are, you're going to end up at the same place as somebody who's much better than you, willing to work harder, et cetera. They haven't ever kind of, you know, made that statement and equated it to an entirely different system of government, but that's really what they're talking about, Bill. And honestly, people need to kind of wake up. It all sounds kind of, you know, nice that we're talking about getting rid of racial disparities. No, we're not. We're talking about racial equity, meaning everyone ends up at the same place. I'll tell you what, that's not right. And it is not right, to the working men and women of America who work hard, pay their taxes, and want to get ahead. They should be able to do just that, to get ahead.
Exactly. Well, LeBron James now is going to be limited to 15 points a game. Tom Brady can only throw two touchdowns, right? This it's ludicrous on its face. I mean, what this does to the individual spirit, I mean, the reason people come to America, the reason that this great American dream has flourished in the manner which it has, is because it gives us opportunity.
That's right.
What the left has done is they've muted that opportunity and have, in a sense, their desire and vision is to mediocratize everybody. And to me, Liz, there's just something, even when I was a little kid, that kind of mindset was anathema to me. This is why I didn't do well working for the unions, because no matter how hard I worked, it didn't matter, because the guy next to me was cruising, sitting on his back end and making the same amount of money as I was.
Well, and you know, I think there is widespread revulsion at that notion, but the revulsion for it was sort of temporarily suspended, really, because of George Floyd and the death of George Floyd kind of ushered in this enormous, I would say, sort of liberal guilt trip where everyone thought, oh my gosh, this is typical of our country. We treat people so badly. Mm. No, we don't. You know, it's a myth.
Right. Exactly.
I was doing a piece about the pardoning of all the marijuana offenders. This is another big liberal myth, that there are hundreds of thousands of people locked up in jail just because they smoked a joint or because they were found with marijuana in their pocket. Bill, it is not true. Actually, I was reading a story. You know, Biden's sort of latest rabbit out of a hat is basically aimed at federal prisons because that's what he can do. And guess what? There is not, really kind of made me laugh, there is not, even the New York Times admitted, a single person in federal prison for marijuana possession. It's kind of just this big baloney thing that people want you to, and unfortunately it has led to laws about bail reform and so forth, which are really behind the crime wave in our big Democrat-led cities. But the very foundation of the push to make criminals, bail reform and to sort of treat criminals better and stuff, is this big mythology about how all these people are locked up for very modest reasons. The thing is, 90% of these cases, criminal cases, don't go to court. They're pled down. So if you're in jail, theoretically, for possession of marijuana, what it really means is you're distributing and selling marijuana, and you've pled down because basically the prosecutors have absolutely no time to take all these people to court. So it's you know, I think the amount of lying going on to the American people, whether it's about this, about criminal justice, or whether it's about the environment and climate change, it's staggering to me. And yet people have got to get better informed to offset it.
It's amazing how, here it is, our founding fathers were sure to protect majority rule. They wanted to make sure we didn't have majority rule. But I don't think they intended minority rule, did they?
I don't think so. I don't think so. They intended for everyone to have a voice and for everyone to have an opportunity. Going back to your original point, that is the promise of America. It's not where you end up, but it's making sure that you start out in a good place. And the only people
exactly.
working against
that... And have a fair shot to win. Liz Peek is with us. More from her after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. WallOfFire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Liz Peek is with us, the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, we were just talking off-air about Phil Graham, and I was going to bring it up in the first segment. We just didn't have enough time, but I'm going to do it right now. His new book with Robert Eklund and John Early, we talked with Phil last week. and the book, The Myth of American Inequality, to the point that we were making earlier, for a small minority, in much the same way, it's the same kind of thinking that, the Johnson, President Johnson, pushed on the people regarding the war on poverty. This alleged perception of inequality and how it could happen in this small minority of people that somehow have a majority voice. And what Phil had brought out, and you knew more about it, and you said you just met with Phil as well, is that he illustrated to the audience, says, here's these two families of four in the same neighborhood. You got the father of one family of four working his tail off to make $54,000 a year. He's busting his hump, doing everything for his family. You got the neighbor down the street, and he's doing nothing. He's living off of government cheese and everything else that the government can give him. And his round number income for doing nothing, staying at home, is about the same, about $54,000. That is equity. How fair is that? And I thought that that was an excellent illustration of what we're dealing with here in America and why people are getting so frustrated, Liz.
Well, I think that's right. And I think it's really an interesting thing that Democrats have two major causes. One is, squashing income inequality. And what Phil does in his, Senator Graham does in his book, mm-hmm. is basically show that the numbers are bogus because they don't reflect the taxation of people on one end of the high taxation of people making money or the subsidization of people not making money. If you add those things in, the gap is actually less than it used to be 30 or 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And again, going back to our earlier conversation, the second big myth and the second big push by Democrats is for overhauling our system of justice because it is supposedly systemically racist. Again, all based on a fundamental lie about who's in prison. The people are in prison because, generally speaking, they're dangerous criminals. That's who's in prison.
Exactly.
So,
right.
but going back to the income inequality issue, it's really an important thing. And I would remind your listeners that the Reagan Revolution was really tipped off by a very fundamental fact. All of a sudden, more than half of the country was on the federal dole. And the other half kind of woke up and said, well, wait a minute, that's not right. And so tax rates came down. People were the welfare rules were changed so that millions came off welfare. All kinds of things went right. And that basically made our country more productive. And by the way, people happier. There's been a lot of studies showing that if you're sitting in a chair receiving paychecks for one reason or another and not doing anything, you don't really feel very good about yourself. What makes you feel good about yourself is doing your best, whether you can work or not work. Go do something. You can volunteer. You can get a job. Whatever. People need to do that for their own self-esteem. And by the way, that's why. It's so blatantly obvious. Communism failed because people didn't want to work for the greater good. They want to work for their own families and for themselves. That's
exactly
how the system works. Yeah. Anyway, you and I can go crazy on this. What we have to do is implore people to vote in the midterm elections, vote in 2024, and get people in office who believe in the American system. And that's what's so tragic. How can all these people not believe in it when we are still fending off? Why are so many people coming across our southern border? Because they know that America is a place of opportunity. I mean, that is basically the bottom line. So,
what I'm concerned about is that opportunity is going to be thwarted, because because here you got the Democrats saying, "Hey, nacho, free cheese, free government cheese, we got you all covered,
and
free health care, all that stuff."
And yet, as our federal debt just passed $31 trillion, and I think there is more and more alarm about the amount of spending we're doing. And by the way, Joe Biden now is in sort of the death throes of trying to save his party in this midterm election. I think they're totally panicked, and that's why this big, non-issue about pardoning marijuana users and so forth. Same thing with the student loan. By the way, I mentioned this to Senator Graham. It is very encouraging to me that inside polling, Democrat and Republican pollsters apparently show that Biden's student loan cancellation program is the least popular thing he's done. I think that's quite interesting because that is, going to your point, a real slap in the face at people who have either gone to college, worked hard, and paid off their student loans, or people who didn't go to college had no chance of doing that because they didn't think they could afford it. So that is a situation where people are really face-to-face with a sort of injustice, if you will, the unfairness.
Exactly.
Americans are fair-minded. But if you tell someone, well, we're going to cancel this person's student debt, no particular reason, we just feel like it, you know, that really rubs people the wrong way, and I think that's a very good sign.
Well, and the fact also, I mean, just about every policy they're chasing down. Okay, so you got student debt. That's a big issue for them. Of course, climate, another big issue that really only about a third of the country is bought into, regardless. I mean, which I find quite interesting, Liz, for all the propaganda, the mainstream media, everybody, the lies that they've perpetrated from Barack Obama on down. Oh, you know, climate change is a fact. Where did, you know, science now become a fact? It's a law, but it doesn't become a fact. And but that's, it's put out there to offer this perception that they keep beating people over the head. They force academia to write up these papers that support this theory because they know they live off this government aided research papers that they've got to produce. And whether it's Fauci or whoever else, if you don't write it according to their design and their predicted or you know their determined outcome, you're not going to be refunded. So here we are, you know, so you have all this. The other thing, Liz, is what is it with our government? I mean, do they need to, they don't understand math. Their numbers, just like you went down and you said, here it is, the way they've contrived these numbers, they don't add up at any level and in every topic, including, you know, the recent report that the FBI has been undercounting the number of times armed citizens have thwarted active shooting incidents. I mean, we're talking about a 14 times difference, and
well,
this is our FBI. So you know what is it? With, you know, going back to what you said earlier when I was talking about Kamala's heart, and you said it's the doctrine. It's the doctrine of the Democratic Party, and all these things, all these threads we pull on, it's the same. It goes to the same doctrine, the same source, where they just lie about the numbers and they want us to believe something that is not so. And I think that you and I, years ago, one of our earliest conversations we had was about, who was it, the Marx Brothers, you know, that saying, you know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? From Duck Soup.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Totally right. Totally right.
Yeah.
And so when Biden tours the country and says the Inflation Reduction Act, or even better, Build Back Better is going to bring down prices. I mean, there wasn't a three-year-old in the country that actually believed that. So the good news is, I think, the American people may be swayed from time to time by the, as you say, the media and social media together. It's pretty formidable, right? It's a pretty big indoctrination system. But the truth is, level-headed, common-sense Americans who occupy two-thirds to four-fifths of our country, simply not New York and California, they know better.
Right.
And they are looking at this administration and sort of saying, what is going right? What have you done right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Energy prices are through the ceiling. By the way, it is not an accident. It's not an act of God. It is because Biden has stomped on domestic oil production. And good news, this is a very good example, actually. I think Americans are really getting that now, you know? This latest thing where OPEC cut output, you know, brought home how incredibly stupid our energy policy is.
Without a doubt. Yeah, even the three-year-olds that are listening are saying, turn the spigot on.
Yeah. I know. So stupid. You could not possibly come up with a dumber, but particularly when Democrats are being blistered by rising gasoline prices, how can you not sit down with the U.S. oil industry and say, whatever it takes, get the oil produced?
It's got to be a bloodbath in November. I don't know how they avoid it, Liz Peek.
No, I don't either.
Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz.
By Amazon. Amazon just announced Prime Early Access Sale for Prime members on October 11th and 12th, giving them exclusive early access to hundreds of thousands of holiday deals and savings before anyone else. Members can score deep discounts on Amazon's first ever top 100 list, which will feature a curated selection of the best holiday deals on products across categories, including Amazon devices, beauty, toys, fashion, home, and electronics. Members can prepare in advance by creating personalized deal alerts and asking Alexa to notify them about deals once they're live. Prime Early Access Sale will run for 48 hours, with the festivities starting at 12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on October 11th and 12th. Not a Prime member yet? Customers can join Prime or start a free 30-day trial at Amazon.com/Prime to participate.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has partnered with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to provide satellite service for victims of Hurricane Ian. DeSantis reported that Musk's Starlink satellite internet service will provide large Starlink units that will provide internet access to residents and emergency workers. Meanwhile, the governor of Florida continued his recovery efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian this week. He lashed out at four looters arrested in Lee County. Three of them are illegal immigrants. Home burglaries cost lives because of fear of being robbed is one of the reasons why people refuse to evacuate their homes during hurricanes. 43-year-old Jeremy Bartino, a member of the Proud Boys, pled guilty to seditious conspiracy or attempting to overthrow the government for his role on January 6. The North Carolina man also pled guilty to gun charges stemming from a search of his home back in March. USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and it's great to have the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Always. Succinctly, you write, vote Republican. You want to fight crime? Vote Republican in 2022 and 24. It really is that simple, isn't it? I mean, the data is empirical. I don't know how you come up with any other conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what is fueling this explosion in crime. Number one, criminals. I mean, let's lay the most of the blame where it belongs, which is with the criminals who actually commit the crimes. But you have got a whole bunch of people enabling them, starting with the Black Lives Matter and the Defund the Police movement, which about 2 years ago stepped forward and said, look, the cops are out of control. Let's take money away from them. Let's attack them. Let's demonize them. Let's demoralize them. According to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York, she said that if we did this, everything would be great. It would be, quote, like a suburb, like a suburb. And the suburb we see now is filled with people getting carjacked in their driveways, with people walking down the street and getting sucker punch their faces for no reason whatsoever. You know, it used to be most times when people got hurt, it's because you had a lover's quarrel, somebody got fired and got upset at his boss, or there'd be some connection. But increasingly, people are just minding their damn business, and somebody comes along and punches them, slashes them, shoots them, and there's no connection between the perpetrators and the victims. That's what makes this so much scarier than previous crime waves. And then you got a bunch of prosecutors like George Gascon and Los Angeles, Kim Fox in Chicago, Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, all of them funded by George Soros, who's the closest thing to a James Bond-type villain we have alive today. And their attitude is that the criminal justice system is based on racism. It's an offshoot of slavery. It's an example of the patriarchy, et cetera, et cetera. So the way to deal with that is to get people out of the system, back on the street, and return them to social justice as quickly as you can. As a consequence, we have this no cash bail kind of policy where people get arrested and they're back on the street, not even without putting up a bond saying they're going to come back. They're just back on the street. Good luck. See you later. Carry on with your criminal career. And over and over and over again, who's pushing these policies? Democrats. Who's opposing these policies?
Exactly.
Republicans. I mean, there are few issues where it's more black and white and cut and dry than this one.
Yeah, and it's amazing how, because we're less than 30 days or around 30 days from the midterm, even though we've got early voting taking place, how these same Democrats want to change the narrative. We got Val Demings here in Florida trying to talk about how she was always for funding police, never defunding police. Going, wait a minute, you voted 100% with Nancy Pelosi. It was all about defunding police. Mother may I, let me take three giant steps away from that bad policy. But it's hard to get it off of you. And you will only be dissuaded if you can believe in that narrative. And, even Hillary Clinton is coming out and trying to speak with a moderate voice this season as well. So, the Democrats are without conscience or without shame. Their policies speak louder than their words, I would say, by now.
Well, completely. And don't even have the grace to, look, we pushed defund the police. It didn't work. We're sorry. Well, let's go in the other direction. You know, maybe you could respect that. They just say, oh, we never said that. We never said that. It's like that wonderful scene in The Simpsons where Bart Simpson knocks over the set of the Krusty the Clown Show, that the lights fall down, the set falls over, the props are on the ground. He just says, I didn't do it. And then we've got a whole studio full of people looking at him. He goes, I didn't do it. This is the way Democrats behave. It's the Bart Simpson defense. I didn't do it. Yeah, they did it. And they don't even have the courage and the decency to apologize, say, look, it seemed like a great idea at the time after George Floyd, and we blew it. Let's do something different. They just pretend it didn't happen. They even go further. I think the White House tried to blame the defunding the police on Republicans, saying it was all a Republican idea because there was some crazy budget bill which spent way too much money. It had some police money in it, the GOP voted against the entire bill, and they turned that into defund the police was a Republican idea. I mean, these people are such liars. They're so dishonest. They're so indecent. They're so evil. And these awful ideas aren't just costing us money and reducing our freedoms, although they do these things, but they're getting people killed by the...
Exactly. Well, and you see the video on our nightly news. DeRoy, I mean, of course, there you are in Manhattan, and it's all over New York. I don't know what your mayor is doing there. I mean, he's former law enforcement, and just to watch this, I mean, you can't get on a subway without being attacked. I mean, they had a bunch of people in green leotards or, ghoulish outfits that were just attacking young people there on the subway. What is this doing? I mean, New York, Chicago, now you've got crime rates increasing in Atlanta as well. I mean, where can we go anymore?
I don't know where we can go. I guess leave the country, maybe. go to the Bahamas, perhaps. You mentioned that video, which I guess just came out this week. You've got the Blue Man Group. This is the Green Woman Group. These I think, about four or five women dressed up in these green leotards started attacking people on the subway. And there are a couple of YouTube videos of this. This was just a couple of days ago. And they're on the subway just, pounding the hell out of these passengers. And the video goes on for 2.5 minutes. And at no point do you see a police officer, even the conductor of the train. There's nobody of authority, not even like a crossing guard comes forward to say, let me recommend you stop. There's no evidence of any symbol of authority. Either stopping these
people. And how about men?
Random nothing.
Yeah. How about men? How about men coming forth and protecting these young girls? I mean, they were bouncing this young gal. They said she was 19 years old. She was a little thing. She was being tossed and turned all over the place in that one cabin there. And I'm going, wait a minute, where are the guys at? Why are the guys not stopping this, stepping up in the middle of this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what our this is what our society has reduced itself to. There's no Samaritan idea.
No, there are no Samaritans. But I must say, if you're, used to be a few years back, maybe if you're a good Samaritan, you could say, all right, you break up the fight and you push people apart and it stops. These days, a lot of these people are armed. They've got razor blades. They've got box cutters. They've got all sorts of stuff. So if you step in, you're risking injury or death. Number one. Number two, I think we've reached the point where everyone's got to get pepper spray. At least, I mean, I know in places like where you are, you can carry a gun. We can't really do that in New York City.
Well, and just because you carry a gun doesn't mean you want to use it. But I hear what you're saying. Yes, it's with responsibility. You're right.
Right. Correct. But boy, I mean, if people could pepper spray these people at least, but we're just we're totally unarmed. The Supreme Court said we did have the right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment, and then about a week later, the New York legislature passed a law that said, yeah, you can use your Second Amendment rights, but you can't do so within 1,000 feet of a church, 1,000 feet of a police station, 2,000 feet of the Empire State Building, on and on and on, until really maybe perhaps you start at the very, very far end of Liberty Island in front of the Statue of Liberty or something. I'm not sure where. Maybe you could practice your gun rights there, but they just threw a giant tarp over that entire decision, and so we're sitting here as New Yorkers. You know, I like to say that I used to tell people we're like sitting ducks. We're worse than sitting ducks because sitting ducks can fly. New Yorkers can't fly. So we just sit here and hope that when we get on the subway, that it's not the last subway ride you ever take.
Well, you know, and your point about having, you know, pepper spray, you know, we have to do something to have some line of defense. I had spoken with Andrew Pollack, whose daughter was a victim in a school shooting here in South Florida. It's a heartbreaking story. And now Andy has since become involved with a group called Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. And I would recommend to our audience that they go to the website, Byrna.com, and they have this incredible, very powerful pepper spray that's available. And, in fact, if you use the code ANDY10, you'll get a discount. So I highly recommend that, you know, in terms of safety, and especially with kids going back to school. I got some backpacks for the grandkids. You know, you just never know, you know, that in today's environment, we've got to be prepared. And these backpacks are, again, some line of defense that they can, they can shield the kids. God forbid that any of my grandchildren would be in a situation like what his daughter was involved with. And Meadow, of course, was, you know, she was a senior in high school and murdered there at the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting of 2018. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. For years, the wireless industry has made switching providers way too hard, keeping customers locked in. 65% say it's a hassle to switch, which can take hours. We don't have time for that. T-Mobile is taking the pain out of switching. Introducing Easy Switch in the T-Mobile app. Now anyone can switch to T-Mobile in just minutes from the comfort of their couch. You can keep your phone and your phone number, save hundreds, and get the best 5G network. Simply download the T-Mobile app and switch to T-Mobile with an unlocked eSIM-capable phone. T-Mobile is also taking the risk out of switching networks with Network Pass. You'll get 3 months completely free to experience T-Mobile's network in all the places that matter, where you live, work, vacation, and everywhere else. These bold moves are made possible by T-Mobile's nationwide 5G network, the largest, fastest, and most reliable in the U.S. Where can viewers go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com or download the T-Mobile app.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you with us. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based reporter. DeRoy, just to kind of wrap things up with, the Democratic Party, you and I have discussed this, forever. The policies of the Democrats are quite clear, and they are offensive, and they're killing people. You know, from open borders to the jeopardy that it has put us in terms of our energy dependence as opposed to independence, our standing on the national stage in terms of our national security. It has all been compromised. Anything that was good that happened 4 years previously under Donald J. Trump has been eradicated. This is all brought to you by the Democrats 2 years. And the question that Ronald Reagan famously asked is appropriate to ask now. Do you really believe you're better off today than you were 2 years ago?
I think it's a very salient question. People will think about that as November 8th approaches. And I'm a political commenter who's been looking at this stuff since the late 70s. And under Jimmy Carter, we had obviously malaise, another energy crisis, but we did have a pretty good pace of deregulation. We had that Middle East peace deal he did with Israel and Egypt. That was a good thing. Under Bill Clinton, we had a lot of scandals, a lot of chaos, but the economy generally grew. And we also had the welfare reform. He cut the capital gains tax. We had some positives there. Obama, not so much. But under Biden, I can't think of anything this man's gotten right, from the border to inflation, to crime, to the FBI being out of control and kicking people's doors down because they protest in front of abortion clinics and maybe get into a little bit of shoving match with somebody. You just go down the list and there's just nothing to recommend the Democrats under Joe Biden. I mean, everything they touch turns to manure, and I can't think of an exception to that. It's just sort of a holistic wall-to-wall disaster, almost to the point where I feel sorry for them because they can't point to anything that they've done right. I say almost. I don't really feel sorry for these people, but it is astonishing that to inherit a country that even after COVID-19 was growing, pre-COVID-19 was in great shape with the economy soaring, the lowest unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanics, and Asians ever, the lowest for women since the Eisenhower days, tremendous economic growth, deregulation, et cetera, et cetera. COVID-19, of course, threw a gigantic monkey wrench into the works. But even when Biden came in, inflation was only 1.4%. We were growing at about a 6% rate, I believe. And in a matter of less than two years, he's turned this around, and the place is a wreck.
Exactly.
Again, from inflation, the soaring crime rate, the abandonment of energy independence, the huge embarrassment in Afghanistan, the quote border unquote, as I describe it, it's not really a border, it's just a line on a map, and something like 3.5 million people who have come across and encountered the Border Patrol on Biden's watch. You're hard pressed to find anything that this man has been able to get right.
Exactly.
Party.
Yeah, and what they've done with our language as well, just as you suggested earlier, they've wordsmithed the language and given us anonymous reporting, faux reporting, made up, contrived reporting. They've hidden reports away from the American people, like the Hunter Biden laptop. Again, we were it was brought to our attention, Tony Bobulinski's, his direct affiliation with the Biden family, the evidence that he presented to the FBI. And I think it's quite rich when you see the FBI, you know, losing its skull over the election of Donald Trump in 2016 and how they, how they went full on nuts and took control of everything and meddled with that election, with all the meddling that they did in 2016, which wasn't successful. So then that had to bring about an impeachment. But yet, on the other hand, here you've got, Joe Biden, who has actually committed crimes. They have laptop evidence prior to the election, clearly clear evidence on so many levels, and they ignore that, but yet go after Trump full force.
Yeah, amazing. It is exactly correct. You know, you've got the Hunter Biden laptop dismissed as, oh, it's Russian disinformation. Well, no, it turns out to be real. And we saw on Tucker Carlson's show just a couple nights ago, he interviewed Tony Bobulinski again, somebody who was the business partner of Hunter Biden, and he laid out how there were all sorts of deals involving Hunter Biden, his uncle, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden himself, Joe Biden attending some of these meetings, et cetera, even though he says he's never discussed business with his son. And Bobulinski sat down with some people at the FBI for about 5 hours and went through this.
Yeah.
Before the election of 2020, and I said, oh, my God, this is a bombshell. We'll get back to you. Guess what? They never got back to him. He hasn't talked to the FBI in about 2 years. They haven't gone back to talk to him.
And the lead FBI, investigator on it was Tim Tebow. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. So all that information that he had given to Tebow, all the emails, social media interactions, documents and everything like that, are like Puff the Magic Dragon.
That is correct. And this all disappeared into the mind of Tim Tebow, who's a pretty high-level FBI agent, and he left under a cloud. And you mentioned how the Democrats change words and also have this tremendous lack of self-awareness and psychological projection. They've been using the term election denial lately. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Republicans,
yes.
Election deniers, denying the election. And how if you have any questions about the 2020 election and lack of election integrity, you're a semi-fascist and you're engaging in something approaching treason. I have a piece on American Spectator right now under the headline, New Video Confirms That Democrats Invented Election Denial. That's a post on American Spectator for those who want to read it. And I get into great detail about a video put together by a man by the name of Matt Orfalea. And he puts together this amazing about a 4 minute long video with about 113 different video clips, Twitter posts, headlines, et cetera. After 2016, when the Democrats said, we don't accept Trump as our president, he's an illegitimate president, is all the result of Russian hacking of the election. Mm-hmm. And then they go into violence where they're breaking windows, setting cars on fire, throwing trash cans in intersections. They show a guy who's on the ground who's been hit by a projectile. The back of his scalp is bleeding. This is the same exact election denial and resort to political violence that Biden denounced at Independence Hall on September 1, and saying if you're a MAGA Republican, you're guilty of those things. Guess what, Joe Biden? You and your party did exactly the same thing, only with much more violence after the 2016 election. So it's amazing to me how the Democrats can scream and yell at us about something when they did exactly the same thing just four years earlier. I find it stunning these people are able to talk this way and either live with themselves knowing they're doing it, or to be so psychologically unhinged that they completely, totally forget they did the same exact behavior 4 years in the past.
Well, and that's why they're so good at it. You know, like you said, whether you call it projection or however they're able to do. But, you know, this is what really upsets me about the mainstream media, Jeroy, because they're not doing their job. Their job and reason to exist is for we the people. And they've abandoned we the people to come alongside, you know, a specific party. And they've given that party cover. And they've allowed them to perpetrate these lies and to add to the division of this country. It's no wonder. I mean, DeRoy, if we can't solve this problem and come together and be unified in a way to realize, as one group said, as they were looking at these major issues and surveying, they found that, you know, on 10 major tenets, you got 80% agreement on these common sense issues, whether you're Republican or Democrat. But it's these other outliers that the Democratic Party, for the sake of division, keeps beating the drum and keeps pushing us away from one another. Because they know if we all come together and we're unified on this, we're going to be a powerful force. We're going to be such a formidable force that they can no longer get away with these antics. And whether it's the FBI or the mainstream media, the social media oligarchs, they've got to come into line consistent with the values of our U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights. Otherwise, you know, you're out of here.
Yes, and they do this so dishonestly. Look, you know, they could have said, yeah, there's some stuff on Hunter Biden's laptop. It's not important. By the way, Joe Biden's been a senator. This is Hunter's business. You know, I don't know if that's a proper defense, but at least you're recognizing there's something there. Instead, they lie and say, oh, this is Russian disinformation. It's nothing about the Russia. This is a laptop sitting in a repair place in Delaware. And then in your state, they attack this legislation that your governor signed. The Don't Say Gay bill. I read that bill. It doesn't say don't say gay. It doesn't say gay. There's no mention of gay. There's nothing there about gay at all.
Right.
And again, they just lie. This goes back a few years, but the Patriot Act had the so-called library provision that said the FBI can go and get your library card and see what books you've checked out. I went through that law. The word library is not in that law. There's nothing about libraries. Zero. So these people just invent stuff. They lie through their teeth. They create things. They fabricate. And I think that's what drives people crazy is we're not having an honest debate in which we can disagree and say, all right, those guys are wrong, but they've, you know, this is their interpretation of the facts. They just invent their own facts, which are myths, really, and they lie through their teeth, and they scream back at us about things that are completely invented, totally fabricated, utterly synthetic. And I think that intellectual dishonesty is the kind of thing that has people climbing the walls.
It does, and it keeps us apart, and we've got to, I guess, like violating the law of gravity. I guess we have to violate the law of gravity enough times to realize that this is stupid, and, you know, we just can no longer live this way, you know? And maybe we're coming down to that, DeRoy. That's my hope and prayer anyway for all American people, because we you know, this is not serving anyone any good whatsoever. It's dumbing us down. It's making us stupid in this whole process because we are, we're just at each other's throats. This is not the way to live. This is not the American dream. This is not the kind of America that we want to pass on to the next generation, our kids and our grandkids. We hope a lot better for ourselves and for them. And all we need to do is get over ourselves and come together and really, you know, bring the force of we the people against these antithetical efforts that want to destroy everything that we believe in. DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach